I like it. Lost in Love. What a perfect title for today's show. And good morning, everybody. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening from. This is Dr. Michelle, your happy psychologist, sometimes. We're having a great time this morning because we are talking about relationships. I think this is the most popular subject for most of my clients. I have a private practice here in West Los Angeles, and I see couples, married couples, gay couples, and I see individuals who have anxiety, depression, self-esteem, all the stuff everybody has, actually. So that's what I do for a living. And let me point out that this show is about sharing advice and giving information and all that good stuff. And I also need to say a disclaimer at the top here that this is not a therapeutic relationship we have. We're just doing advice, fun stuff. We're sharing information. We're talking about experiences we've had in bad relationships. And actually, we can talk about anything you want to talk about. We're talking about any issues you might be feeling. Are you feeling sad lately? Are you feeling kind of left alone? Did someone dump you? Ooh. Are you feeling low self-esteem? We can talk about that. And I'd love to hear from you. The number is 1-866-515-6977. And outside the U.S., that number is 323-284-2554. So what are we talking about today? Let's talk about relationships, my favorite topic. Because that's what everybody has, is relationships, whatever kind of relationships they are. My most of my clients, actually, are in loving relationships. And they just can't understand why they can't get along. So I'm here to help you understand that. We can talk about some of the problems you're having. Let me start out by saying this. Men and women are different. Yeah, it doesn't mean what sexual orientation you are. We're just wired differently. Men have different ways of thinking and communicating and behaving. And isn't it nice that we're all different? That's what makes it so exciting. It'd be really boring if we were all touchy-feely and all that. So I'm going to tell you about some of the differences between men and women. And I'm always going to, invite you to call me where I can give you advice. And let's start out by talking about one of the most common issues that I listen to in my office. What do you think, folks, is the most common universal issue for men and women? Women all over the world say, "He doesn't understand. He doesn't listen. The only time he touches me is when he wants sex. He's not touchy-feely and warm, and he doesn't, he's not there all the time." And what do men say to that all over the world? "She doesn't want to have enough sex." "I'm tired of touchy-feely and talking about my emotions." You know, that's, of course, unless the woman's around 37 years. At that magical age, women want more of sex than ever before. Well, that's what they say. Anyway, women like affection from men much more. Well, let me just say it this way. Usually more than sex. They want to be hugged. They want to be cuddled. They want to be touched. They want to, you know what I'm saying? Generally. Now, what I'm talking in are universals here. You can't stereotype everybody. So don't call me up and say, "Well, I know someone who..." No, you can't stereotype. But what you can do is you can say universals. So when I'm saying things, hopefully you'll agree and say, "Oh, yeah, that's true. I can get into that." But we all have exceptions, and we are all different. So let me clarify that and make that disclaimer. So what are some of the other differences? Men like to be logical. Yeah. Women like to share and talk. We love to talk. Even though there might not even be a point in our sharing and talking. Men are what? What's the point? Let's get to it. What's the point? It's about efficiency. Men need to have an objective. They need to see the point in doing something. The TC the B, as we call it here in Los Angeles. They're taking care of business. They can't share for the sake of sharing. And, you know, we do have good men who listen. There are great men out there who listen. But, you know, sometimes it gets a little tedious because we like to talk. We women do. So that's the one, you know, hey, you know that. All right. What else? What are some other differences? Men tend to do one thing at a time. That's focusing on the job at hand. Women do many things at a time. Men many times have tunnel vision. They're looking straight ahead, taking care of what they need to take care of. 95% of their attention is focused on just one thing. And 5%, what do you think the 5% is on? It's checking the environment. Where do you think that comes from? That comes from living in caves and coming out of the cave and looking for the saber-toothed tiger. Right? Looking around saying, oh, wait a minute. Let me check the environment. Let's see if that creature is going to get me out there. Now I'm going to go out hunting with the tribe. We still have that brain in us. We still have those instincts in us. You know. So, you know, 95% of their attention is focused on getting the food for the day. Sitting in the office with the tie and the suit. Taking care of business. Working on the computer. Women are such good multitaskers. We really are awesome. I just love electronics. We can talk on the phone, we can watch TV, we can check our stocks. We can talk with our other girlfriends who are on hold. You ever see women, like at work, or at school, or wherever you're at? Yeah, we're talking in groups, we're going like crazy. And what's really cool about women is five of us can be in a group, and we're all talking at once. Yeah, we can all be talking at one time. Yeah, and we can actually understand and get information. Men are like straight on, one with one, you know, one another, each other. Okay. What else? Men have their own caves. And there's a sign above their little caves that says, please do not disturb. Again, it's the old stuff. Men like to retreat into their own world where they feel they're in control. Women also have caves. But what do you think the sign on their caves say? I need to talk. Come on in. Let's visit. You know? So that's the way it is. Okay. So, when a man asks a woman what's wrong, and she says nothing, it really means nothing unless you care to listen and give me the opportunity to talk. Right. Okay. So when women say to men, what's wrong? You're so quiet. What's going on with you? You seem preoccupied. And he says nothing. There truly is nothing wrong, usually. They're focused. They're chilling. They're focused on what they're doing. They're whatever they're doing. They're on the phone, or they're looking on the computer, or they're just sitting there watching the game on TV, whatever they're doing. And these are generalizations again. I'm not saying that everybody's like this, but these are, you know, these are things I can throw out to you where you can just say, yeah, you know, that kind of does ring true. Speaking about ringing, if you want to give me a call, tell me about some of the issues you had with your relationships, I'd love to hear from you. We can share and talk, and I love stories. That's what I do. And also, you can ask me questions of advice. And again, we do not have a therapeutic relationship. I'm not going to heal you, but I am going to maybe give you some advice and give you a perspective on some of your problems, possibly. The number is toll-free, 866-515-6977. And if you're calling outside the U.S., the number is 323-284-2554. Okay, so if you have any kind of relationship issues to share, or you want to talk about... why does my boyfriend do this? Or guys, I'd love to hear from you. If you're sitting at your computer and you're listening on BBS Talk Radio, and you'd love to talk to somebody who has heard, oh, about 13 years of relationship issues and has had training and works through these things for people, or at least tries, give me a call. Okay. Now, let me tell you about therapy. Why do people go to therapy? Well, No, not to keep me in business. It's because, you know, we all have issues. Every single human being on this earth has problems. The moment we come into this world and look up at mommy's and or daddy's and or both faces, we go, huh? What am I doing here? What now? What do I do? Help me. And so from that moment on, we get all of these patterns put into our brains about who we are. Now, if mommy or daddy or both have issues, unresolved stuff, and they're not happy people, they're going to put their stuff on us, probably. And if they're having a bad day and they don't know how to shield it, or if they have issues, anger stuff going on, they're going to put it on us. And what is the result of that, usually, do you think? The result of that is low self-esteem. We grow up thinking it's our fault and we're not good enough. And I believe we have a caller. One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingies. This is BBS Talk Radio. Dr. Michelle with you on here. Hello.
Is this Dr. Michelle?
Speaking. Hi, who's this?
Oh. I love your show. I love your show.
Well, thank you. Welcome to the first day.
Well, great, great.
It's nice to hear
you. Hi, I'm Steve.
Where are you calling from, Steve?
L.A.
Good. L.A., Los Angeles.
Yeah, and I have a problem.
With your wife. Okay.
Yeah.
Sound like something's on your mind. You sound a little... Are you okay today? How are you doing today, by the way?
I'm great. This problem, though, is kind of bugging me because we had a big argument last night about it, and I need some help.
Okay. Well, what's going on?
I like to do things spontaneous.
Uh-huh.
I like to do things quickly. If I want to take a drive or I'm going to go down and get a ice cream cone or go get a drink or get a cup of coffee, whatever. When she gets home from work, everything is organized.
Mm-hmm.
She cooks dinner.
Ooh, I like
she
that.
She takes care of the kids, and everything is structured.
Aha.
Just every minute. Mm-hmm. And she goes to bed at the same time at night, and she takes a shower at the same time. And I like to be a little loose. I like to be a little free with my time.
Mm-hmm.
And it bugs me.
Okay.
It really bugs me.
It sounds to me like, so you have a structure. So she's a good mom and a good wife, per se. I mean, it sounds like she has structure and she does things at certain times. And she takes care of the kids
all
and
the
you.
Time.
And you. And so that's a good thing, right? You acknowledge that, right?
It's a good thing.
It's
a good thing, but it still kind of bugs me.
Okay. So what you would like, what I'm hearing, and correct me if I'm wrong, what you would like is more playfulness. You'd like somebody who can just say, yeah, let's just go.
Absolutely.
Okay. And now, so there are not issues with having to stay home all the time with the children. You have somebody else.
The kids are not the biggest problem because, you know, they can go over to the neighbor's house.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm just talking about a simple, hey, honey, let's take a drive to the beach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So
you'd like to do that. Uh-oh, I can't, honey. I've just got, I've got to do the laundry and I've got to do this and I have to do that.
Yeah.
And it's monotonous.
And now, how's the sexual thing? Is it also the same kind of issue in terms of non-spontaneity?
Yes.
Okay. No, because the reason why I'm asking...
It's always on her time.
Uh-oh. Well, the reason why I'm asking, I wish she were there with you, because then what I'd do is I'd put her on the other line, and then I could give her some suggestions. But the reason why I'm asking is because when people are usually so structured in their lives, they structure everything. You see what I'm saying? Mm.
Right.
And, you know, can I just give you an idea about maybe what that's about sometimes with women? It's about feeling, of course, control over our lives. You know, women are very, especially, so you said she works, so does she work full time?
Yes.
Okay.
She works at a bank.
Oh, good, very nice.
She's a secretary.
Okay. So she works full time, and so she comes home, and she's always there for you. She prepares dinner for you and the kids, and she helps the kids, right?
Right.
So women, you know, especially when they're working and then they're working at home, which I think is sometimes a full-time job, it's very difficult to, you know, function, especially if she's getting up early and going, just like you, I respect, you work full-time, correct?
Right. All right. I work, absolutely.
Okay. All right. So both of you are, you know, and traditionally the woman kind of does the cooking and takes care of the kids, and like you said, she's doing the laundry. Women, though, need a sense of control over their lives sometimes when they're handling so much. And I like the fact that you need a sense of control, right, as well, right?
Yes, I do. But I just want to have some fun. Right. I just want to be able to go, hey, let's go to a movie. Let's drop everything and just, it's not big things. I mean, the big things are great, but, you know, we just can't afford that right now. But
sure.
But just the spontaneity in our relationship
is just
dwindling.
And
it scares me.
Now what? Yeah, go ahead.
It's just not there.
This is not a deal breaker.
I asked her, you know, can you be a little bit more spontaneous? And that's it. She gets very upset about that.
So she gets,
I am spontaneous.
Yeah,
and then she tries to prove it. But the thing is it's just her structure, her life, everything is structured, and it just bothers me.
Well, it sounds like it. So you have communicated that with her before, and you don't get angry. You say really nicely, you know, I'd love it. Sometimes men do not phrase things as sweetly and lovingly instead of possibly, and I don't know how you phrase it, but sometimes instead of saying, let's go do this, you never do this, you never do that. And it's not because you're a bad guy, I'm sure. You're probably just frustrated. But sometimes when guys rephrase things, and women too, but it's how we phrase things. Sometimes if you were to say, God, I miss being with you, going out to a romantic dinner. I want to hold hands with you tonight, and I want to look at you over a glass of red wine, and I just want to spend this time with you, and I'd love to make love with you. Just do something crazy this week. Maybe this weekend we'll get the kids to go to grandma's house and we'll just plan a, you know, a bubble bath and champagne.
Yeah.
Maybe you could put it that way too. Or if you talk to her like it's not about criticizing her and her control kind of that she needs over her life. Maybe if you can say, I love you. I miss you. You are sexy. You see? It's what I call the sandwich effect when we're talking to people. The top is the bread. Okay. And you it's soft. You say, oh, you're so beautiful. You're so sexy. I want to be with you. I'd love to spend some time with you. And then the meat. So why don't you put your laundry away? Why don't you make some time? Why don't you just forget about doing this? And let's get some champagne, send the kids to grandma's, and do a jacuzzi or a bubble bath or something like that. And let's just play it by ear, see what happens. Because I miss you. You're sexy. I want to be with you. That's the meat. And then the bread is the nice, you know. So come on. Let's just do it.
Okay.
It's just an idea.
I guess we need to make plans for that.
You do. I mean, you have to. Well, if you have kids, of course you have to make plans. You know, you can't just say, bye-bye. We're going to the beach.
The kids are old enough.
Okay.
We have a very good structure around our neighborhood. You know, that the kids.
Oh, cool.
The next door neighbor's great, you know, and that's not an issue or a problem.
Sure.
But it's frustrating. And last night we just had a big, you know, big blowout because of this issue. And I just wanted to take a drive. It was a beautiful day, a beautiful night, and it was just, you know, it was one of those things. I just wanted to listen to some music, have the hair blow in my, have the air open the sun, the moon roof, and just listen to some music and be with my wife. So and she goes, I got too much to do. So it was just frustrating.
Steve, do you know how many women listening out there would love to have a man like you? Because just like I was talking earlier about, you know, men are really task-oriented, and they really focus on things. Men have patterns and habits to get control over their lives as well. They just do it differently. But I think there are so many women out there who would love to have a guy like you that would say, let's just go for it. let's go for it and let's go to the beach or let's whatever. So she's really lucky. So if she were on the other line, what I would tell her is that she does have it nicely because she does have a man who wants to be with her. Most of my clients come in to see me in relationships because they're having problems with my husband doesn't want to spend time with me or vice versa, but more so my husband doesn't want to spend time with me or he's too busy or preoccupied or something like that. So, you know, she's lucky to have you. So, as I was saying, what I would say to her is you've got a good man here who wants to spend some time with you, who really wants to spend some time with you. And he's saying to you, you're lovely, you're my woman, you're sexy, I want to make love with you, whatever. I mean, I would tell her she's got to really kind of think about what he's saying because, unfortunately, a lot of men get really frustrated. They take it personally. And I don't want you to start looking around at other women. I don't want you to start thinking, oh, I'm going to spend more time with the guys or I'm going to spend time away from the house. I don't want you to do that because she's focused.
I mean, I thought about that. I thought about just going, ah, what the hell? You know, I'm going to just go. I'm just gonna do it by, you know. And I've done that. I've said, look, I'm just going to take a drive. I'm just going to go, you know. And I'll be gone for a half an hour.
Right.
You know, and
blow
off some steam and come back and I'm all right. But
it'd
be nice to have my wife with me.
Well, sure, exactly. So what I would suggest you do is talk to her the way that you're talking to me, really sweetly, and tell her how much you love her and how sexy she is and how you want to spend time with her. And do tell her that maybe, you know, this helps too sometimes. With women, when you come from a feeling point of view, and it's difficult for guys sometimes, I really understand, but when you're coming from a, you know, it kind of makes me feel like I'm not loved or wanted, or you just don't want to spend time with me. It makes me feel kind of hurt, and I know that's kind of wussy for guys. Would that be difficult for you to say, do you think?
No.
Okay.
I've been accused of saying things too gruff.
Mm-hmm.
So I do kind of have to probably rehearse this before I approach it.
Yeah.
And because I'm always constantly being accused of being, you know, too angry,
mm-hmm.
or my words are too strong.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good. I always encourage people to rehearse what they're going to say. You know, even if you have to write it down, process it down. And say it in a touchy-feely, kind of come from a place of, it makes me feel. I love you so much. I want to be with you. You're always busy. You always have a schedule. Let's just go out and get crazy because I love you.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel like when I say, like I said to you last night, I want to just go for a drive. Let's just go to the beach. Let's just get out. It makes me feel hurt like you don't want to spend time with me. It makes me feel sad because I really think you're sexy and want to be with you. And I don't feel like you feel that way about me. Am I wrong? So write something like that down and see how she responds.
I will.
And, don't, you know, it's tone of voice. This is such a big factor because you can say the same thing in a tone of voice that's angry.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll do that.
Sometimes if you mellow out the tone of your voice, we will interpret it differently. And men too.
Hmm.
But women especially will interpret it differently. And go from the touchy-feely thing. And I would also, if I was on the line with her, I don't know, would you tell her that you called me today, do you think?
Sure.
Cool.
Yeah, it's
cool.
Too important.
Well, you're open about that. I like that.
Yeah, it's too important.
Well, that also lets her know that you really care enough to talk to a therapist.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You haven't thought about marital or relationship therapy or anything. It's not that bad.
No.
Okay.
I mean, if not at this particular point.
Well, that's good.
But,
that's good.
I don't think we're that bad, but
yeah.
It's just enough that I've gotten frustrated
sure.
Something that I have to learn to deal with.
Well, I can hear the frustration in your voice, and I'm sorry, but you know, come from that place and tell her that I said that she's a very lucky woman to have a guy like you who really wants to spend time with her. Because, again, a lot of guys don't want to spend. They're too defocused. And it's not about the woman usually. It's just about trying to take care of business and feeling overwhelmed with a lot of their responsibilities. Men is who I'm talking about. So I would tell her she's lucky. I would tell her to slow down and try to think about what she is trying to get control of by being so focused and not taking downtime for you guys. What is she trying to get control of? And the more you guys, the more she can take time out and just let something go. Whatever she has to think she has to do, put it off to the side and relax a little bit. And every time she does that more and more, it's like a behavior thing, she'll feel a little better about it because her reward will be kicking back with you, spending time with you, having fun, whatever you guys are going to be doing. And that's such – how long have you guys been married?
We've been married 7 years.
Oh, okay. Well, that's still young. And the seven-year itch is just statistical stuff. I don't buy that stuff where they say, oh, after 7 years, you know, people start looking around. No. I mean, I think that's what you should do is let her feel what you're feeling, communicate with her gently. And the more she does these things, the better she'll feel like, the relationship will get better. She won't feel so stressed. You won't have issues like you did last night. You go out, you have a good time, and do it little by little. She can do it little by little. If the kids are cool and you have other support systems to take care of them, then do it. And I think she'll find there's a reward in that. And the more you do it, the better off you guys are going to be. Your relationship will be better. So, and if she wants to give me a call, she sure can. I'd love to talk to her.
Well, I found the radio station.
Cool.
So, I did a search and it came up.
Well,
so,
good.
BBS Talk Radio.
That's
com.
It. You
so
got
I,
it.
Hey.
All right.
I love it. It's great.
Well, we love you. All right. Well
good
luck
you.
To you, Steve. Thank you for
I
calling.
I really appreciate the advice.
All right. Have a great day.
Okay, Dr. Michelle.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let me give you that number again. It is 1-866-515-6977. Here in the U.S. and outside the U.S., you can call at 1-323-284-2554 or whatever your international code is out there. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Dr. Michelle, and I am a psychologist. I am licensed. I work here in Los Angeles. I have a private practice office. I've been working in different environments. I've worked in locked facilities, in hospitals. I've worked in group settings, outpatient, residential settings, things like that. So I've had a lot of experience with the psychiatric community as well. So if you also have any questions about something I'm interested in talking about, because I think it's really cool, especially in the media now, a lot of our entertainers are going in for rehab. Of course, Britney Spears just got out of treatment at UCLA. She went in, she went out again. Her parents are not too happy about it, I understand, but... The fact is that a lot of entertainers are having psychological issues, and it's really bringing it to the public. It's taking a lot of the shame out of psychiatric problems. And even the word psychiatric problems is scary to people, mental disorder. But, much of it is chemical, beyond our control. Much of it is inherited. There is nature and nurture. In other words, in the environments we were brought up in, I truly believe that that can affect, of course, our mental problems. You know that. That's a no-brainer. But also chemically speaking, people have psychiatric disorders. So if you have both a problem in your early environment and beyond, you know, the house you're raised in, your parents, your support system or lack thereof, and then you inherit a chemical imbalance, then you're really in trouble. So what's wonderful about a lot of entertainers and a lot of people in the media admitting to have, substance abuse problems, which are chemical imbalances many times, and or they are picked up from watching mommy and daddy have those same substance abuse problems as well. So that's exactly... what I do and what I've seen before. So if you want to talk about celebrities or if you have any questions about, mental disorders or problems we have or anything like that, give me a call. It's 1-866-515-6977. And Outside the U.S., the number is 323-284-2554. And this is Dr. Michelle, your friendly psychologist, ready and here to answer any questions you may have. We're going to take a short break right now, and I'll be back. Give me a call. We'll be talking about relationships as well. So this is Dr. Michelle with you, your friendly psychologist here in Los Angeles. And we're talking about relationships as we usually are, but we can talk about a whole bunch of other things too. Let me give you those phone numbers if you'd like to call in. 866-515-6997. That's toll free. Outside the United States, you can call 323-284-2554. And a little while ago before the break, we were talking to Steve out in Los Angeles, and he was sharing with me that he has an issue with his wife. She's really focused on she's working, and she's also a mom, and so she takes care of the kids and as well. So does he, but he works full-time too. So they're really busy people, as most of us are. His problem is that she's not spontaneous enough, and he wants to go take long drives to the beach and have romantic dinners and have more spontaneous sex. And she's really kind of focused on, oh, I've got to do the laundry tonight. I've got to make dinner. I've got this. I've got that. And he would like more spontaneity from her. And he was complaining to me that he just wants to get back with her and spend more time with her. And I was sharing with him that there are so many guys who are not like that. And that if his wife were on the line, I would tell her that she should be really thankful to have a guy like that. Because, and I'm not putting down guys, come on now. But one of my most frequent complaints from women is that their man doesn't want to spend enough time with them because they're really busy and doing stuff. So this was kind of a reverse thing for me, which I loved hearing, because Steve sounds like he's really interested in cultivating and keeping the relationship fresh, and he wants to do more spontaneous things. That's one of the things I really recommend when I'm counseling people to kind of rejuvenate their relationships if they've gone stale. Do stuff. You know, make sure the kids can stay with somebody who you feel comfortable with if you have kids, and just go. Take a drive somewhere. Have a romantic dinner somewhere. Take a bubble bath and break out the champagne. And don't plan sex. Just do it if you can. Just do something romantic for each other. Next week we're going to be talking, because it's getting really close to Valentine's Day, we're going to be talking about really romantic things to do for each other. So I'm going to give you some cool ideas about that. But I'll save that for next week. Okay. So anyway, thank you for calling in, Steve, sharing your relationship. I'm taking any kind of calls about relationship or any kind of issues for that matter. If you have low self-esteem, or if you have some anxiety going on from something that's happened, depression, whatever, I'd love to hear from you. All right. I am so lucky because I got Sam the Man from the morning show.
Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing amazingly well.
You look well.
Thank you. You look marvelous,
darling.
Thank you. Thank you. And considering I've only been getting 4 hours of sleep every night this week.
Oh, my goodness.
That's pretty good.
That is very good.
Yeah, I've been on adrenaline pretty much for the past month and a half. You know?
Yeah, but you know, you're so good on the radio.
Thank you.
And it's so fun to listen to you and Manu in the morning.
Thank you.
And I can tell that you're having such a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's healthy.
Yeah.
When you're enjoying what you do, you don't think about it. You're just on that adrenaline.
Exactly.
Rush, you know?
Yeah, you don't think about it because it's not really work, you know.
Exactly.
You really get a lot of satisfaction from this, you know.
Right.
This is probably one of the biggest things and most rewarding things I've ever done in my life.
Oh,
you know?
I can tell.
Yeah, so you've seen me at my happiest now.
That is
in
so
a
cool.
long time. Yeah.
So I have you've got your power drinks and your adrenaline, and you're doing it, man.
Right, except for one thing.
What?
Okay.
All right.
I'm having a tough time with my wife right now.
Okay.
Because, as you can imagine, I spend a lot of time on the radio.
Right.
And or running the station. Mm-hmm. And it's been quite a change for both of us.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, I mean, I'm not used to putting in 14 hours every day, and then I go home and I put in a few more hours, you know, because actually, you know, other than those 4 hours of sleep, all I've been doing is working, you know.
Right.
But this is after a long time of not really having anything to sink my teeth into.
Mm-hmm.
So to make it short, I don't know really how to approach this, because I'm hearing her.
Okay.
I'm hearing her out, and she she's concerned that she doesn't see me enough and I don't pay enough attention.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And I guess that's a common thing among couples and
it
stuff.
Is.
But especially now. you know, that something has overtaken me completely, I can see where she comes from, mm-hmm. you know. And I don't know, maybe you can help me figure out how we can sort things out, you know. How can I have her be happy again and while I'm doing this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's probably going to be like this for a while.
Sure.
You know, that hectic for me.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Has she ever been to the radio station with you?
Yes, she saw it. She was the first one to see it.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
But what I was thinking of, sometimes when we can actually get involved or come down or see, you know, what you're doing, and it's crazy on a daily basis, all she has to do is tune in to bbstalkradio.com. But I mean, you know,
but she does.
Cool.
Yeah.
So she knows that you're here and there's an ongoing programming and you're running this thing. So it's, and it's not, she doesn't take it personally, does she?
I don't know if she takes, she obviously takes it personally that I don't pay her enough attention.
Right.
Look, that's at least what she feels, you know, and I can't deny her that, you know,
sure.
Although I personally don't feel that way. I know I'm absent a lot more, but we're on the phone all day with each other, you know, it's not like it could be, yes, but sometimes you have to take a little break, work on your dreams, and sort of like be together at that, you know, support each other. I mean, if you know, I think if it were the reverse, again, I'm not saying she doesn't support me, it's just hard for her to accept or to deal with it at this point. And I don't know what to do.
Right.
I don't know what to do.
Well, all you can do is explain to her what you're doing. If she's, of course, again, listening and knows how much work is involved. And, of course, she knows not to take it personally. And like you said, you respect that. I think the important thing is what you said. We do, as couples, have to support each other. My God, my husband was so patient with me getting my doctorate, all the years that I took to
go to
school and do the dissertation and do the hours of internship. We have to do 3,000 hours of internship.
Really?
Jeez. You know,
so
next
he was
to nothing.
The sole earner at the
well,
time.
Well, yeah, because, yeah. I mean, it's... You know, a lot of people don't understand that when you're doing an internship for a psychologist... Mm-hmm. Position, you have to do 3,000 hours here in the state of California. You have to do 3,000 hours. That's about 2 years of a lot of work, and most of the clinics you're working at, they won't pay you.
You don't get paid.
Some do. I was lucky enough to get an internship at a paying job, and then you get a supervisor. You have to do another hours of supervision. Lots of supervision.
Right.
So he was very cool. So I guess what I'm saying to you is that, you know, he understood that. Actually, thinking about it, maybe it was a plan. Maybe he was thinking, when she becomes a doctor, she can support me. I don't mind that. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, but what I'm hoping she'll feel. But,
exactly.
But, you know, she's...
Sure.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she... Just tell her, you know, I'm not going to tell you what to tell her, but you know. It sounds like she really... is involved and understands how hard you are working. And I do understand the time issue.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking, you know, hang in there, honey, and someday this is really, as you know, going to pay off, because you have shown to her in past years how successful your ideas and businesses are.
Right.
You are a success story. So if she looks at the history, well, I always say look at the history of an individual. Yeah. Look back at their habits and history.
Right.
And you show her that, you know, you have some downtime, but it's difficult sometimes. So, you know, I think that if you just keep communicating, you said you talk to each other several times a day.
We do, and she knows how much I love her. I mean,
aww.
I love her to death.
Aww.
I really do, you know, and she loves me back. And, I mean, when we go to bed and we hug and stuff, it's the best feeling, you know.
Exactly.
I feel like one with her.
Aww.
And so I'm feeling it's not like she doesn't have the foundation, you know. I mean, I can understand wives that the husband... is absent all the time,
right?
And doesn't really care, but I do care. You know, I make time for her. I make time for my kids. Right now, I don't have any much time left for myself anymore, and I'm used to having a lot of time for myself.
Right, you know? Exactly.
Because what I did before did not require all my time, so I had time to read and build a business and that sort of thing.
Exactly. I think she can see that.
So I think she can, but it's a trying time for us.
My
right
suggestions,
now,
you know? I'm sure it is. And you just keep telling her you love her. Keep that cuddling up. Keep that, you know, spontaneous sex up. keep that. Whatever you can, whenever you can. Yeah. If you're not sleeping, I know you have to sleep a lot and get a lot of rest. I really understand. But just keep, if you both keep communicating and just let her know, I love you, I miss you. That's a biggie. I really miss you. I'm working so hard.
And I do.
Of course.
And I think she knows it too, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, I mean, look, to be honest, I'm thinking if the situation were reversed, I probably would have a hard time with that, too.
Exactly.
And I told her that. You know, I understand where she comes from.
Cool.
But nevertheless, it's still a bone of contention
right now. Well, sure. Always.
You know? Yeah.
She sounds like such a cool lady.
She, you know what? Everybody loves her.
That
Everybody
is so
loves
cool.
her. She's just an awesome, awesome person.
You're lucky.
You know, and I'm very lucky. Very
and
lucky.
You recognize it and you realize it and
I
you
do.
Tell
and
her.
And I plan to spend the rest of my life with her. I mean, there's no second thought to that.
That
you know?
Is
I mean,
so cool.
Yeah, and so I'm just hoping that she'll just stick by me, you know.
Oh,
and
I'm sure she will.
You know, until this thing really takes off.
Oh,
you know?
I'm sure she will.
So, you know, it requires every business, I think, requires a lot of nourishment.
Yes.
A lot of hard work, you know.
Yes, it does. And you're the kind of guy who puts his heart and soul into something you
do. I really
do.
You know, I really do. And, I mean, there's not that many times in my life when I get like this.
Yeah.
But when there is, I put all of it.
Right,
into it,
exactly.
You know? Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you have a lovely lady, and it sounds like, you know, we all do. Women, it's such a common thing, like you said. We feel sometimes neglected or left out or whatever. See, you're coming home late because you're working and the kids, you're trying to make time and do this and do that and do whatever you can to visit and be with her and the kids. But you're tired. You need to crash.
Yeah, but you know what? The point is she goes to sleep before I do. I mean,
right.
Because, yes, I'm tired, but I still have things to do, you know.
Right.
So,
and you're also adrenaline man, too.
Yeah, I am.
So,
you know, I mean,
right.
I am right now. And I don't know how it'll be different. I'm sure I'll sort of like calm down eventually,
exactly.
You know. But
sure.
Right now, I'm loving what I do, you know, and
cool.
then I'm putting whatever it takes. And it's already rewarding in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, look, I'm sure we'll figure it out. We'll work it out.
Yeah.
You know, it just changes hard on people.
Right.
And, you know.
It
and
is.
But you know what, talking about change is, I read, you probably have too, and many people have, Who Moved My Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that book?
Yes.
Yeah. And
I actually got it.
It was probably, I'm thinking 1999 or 2000 when it came out.
All right.
And I was going through some changes in my life and, you know, desperate to find some kind of solace, some kind of, you know, somebody tell me it's okay.
Exactly.
And that book, you know, with a simple story tells you how, you know, it's useless to say, why is this happening to me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why, how come what I had, I don't have anymore and all that stuff. It's just that that's the way life is, you know, and rather than complain about it and spend energy on it, focus on how to adapt to that change.
That's exactly right. And it's called coping skills.
There you go.
You know, and through life, we supposedly are trying to build up coping skills with changes in our life or things we don't expect.
Right.
Why me? And so you sound like a really healthy guy, too, because sometimes if we have old stuff and old problems that we've always had and bad childhoods and all that stuff I talked about earlier, you take it on personally.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
What did I do to make this happen?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I always, you know, and that's generalizing things, and that's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
I call those, as many cognitive behavioral psychologists do, we call them cognitive distortions. And it's untrue thoughts that you create based on what's going on with you and your fears and your insecurities, and you generalize that out to the world.
Right.
So, no, you're right. Exactly. I think that's great. So that book helped you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I still get caught up in this sometimes, you know, like, why is this happening to me? You know, what right does, you know, the world, the universe have of changing things on me?
Yeah,
and you know what? Because we take things for granted. So suddenly when it's gone, you feel empty. You feel lost. You feel scared.
Yes.
You know, when you lose things or whatever. And I don't mean people necessarily.
Sure.
But if you had a job or a business and you didn't succeed or something happened, like you said, we internalize it. And, you know.
Yep. And then you, exactly. And you put it like it's a character defect or a problem within you.
Absolutely.
And like, I mean, I'm one for, it's called reality therapy, where you take responsibility for your thoughts and actions. That's a really big part of my therapy is saying, you know, people tease me sometimes. Like, you're not going to do a Dr. Phil on me, are you? Well, what part do you think you had in this? Well, how can you take responsibility for this? Yes, I'm going to do a Dr. Phil because it's part of, it's really, look, if I didn't say that to you, I would not be doing my job because we all have to, as adults, with of sound mind, most part, have to take responsibility for our choices and our thoughts and things like that. But no, you're right. What I try to do is I try to help people minimize all that negative stuff going on, saying, I am not good enough, and this is why. I mean, I have so many clients who I can think of right now who say, it's just my luck. Yeah. He left me.
Yeah.
It's just my luck. I got fired. What do you mean it's just your luck? Well, it always happens to me. Okay, let's look at always. Always? Haven't you kept a job for a while? Well, yeah. So I try to dispute their you know, cognitive distortions.
Right. Yeah, it's distorted thinking, you know.
Yeah.
And I think, like, I missed the first part, but you just mentioned you talked about childhood, and that's probably where it all comes from.
You know? I think so. You know, when we're placed on this, every single person on this earth, we all have problems. Yeah. I don't think there's any normal home. What is normal, anyway?
Yeah.
I mean, we all have different ways of behaving and what we've learned, and culture is a big thing too. Cultures are so different in the way we bring up children and relate. Can't say that word. Relate to each other. But no, so I think it's really true. Every human being on this earth, we all have stuff. And the thing that really distinguishes problems, real issues, from just having stuff, is what are these problems getting in the way of your functioning? Are these problems getting in the way? And this is what the DSM is all about, the DSM-4TR, the new Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. What it says is, are you having a problem with this whatever issue? Is it keeping you from functioning at your job?
Right.
Is it keeping you from forming more social relationships? Is it keeping you constantly at odds with your family? Is it keeping you in bed all day because you're too tired and depressed to get up? Is your grooming going downhill? You know, are you just too through and you don't care about anything else? And so these are all the things that you have to look at. And that's usually why people come to therapy, because they're tired of feeling really bad and they don't have much of a social life and they're really kind of burnt out and stuff. So,
And you talked about the stigma about therapy and stuff, you know, but I think everybody could use some therapy.
I think so.
Because we all have distorted thinking, like you mentioned. You know,
we
think of things based on what we learned as kids, and we never really started questioning, why do we react this way? Why do we feel
that
way? You know?
Exactly. No, I agree. I think, and, you know, sometimes family and friends are great to bounce off of.
Right.
If you have a great wife or husband, like you have a great wife, it's neat. I'm sure you can bounce stuff off her. So our support systems are really important, too.
Yes.
We have those in place, and we have guy friends or girlfriends who we can talk with and share a lot of our stuff.
Yeah.
Makes it a lot easier. You know, the support system.
Right.
A lot of us don't have a big family support system, you know, siblings or parents. A lot of parents are gone.
Yeah, that's difficult without.
Yeah.
Without anybody.
So, you know, it's I don't know if everybody needs to go to therapy, but I do agree that we all have problems, and sometimes it's nice to bounce it off somebody. So.
Yeah.
And my job is to help people think about their choices and change their thinking so that they're basically and change their behaviors, because that's what they're responsible for. Because, you know, that'll make them basically happier people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So that's what I do.
But, okay. And on that note, I'm going to have to to tell you our time's up.
Oh, no.
And
I'm just having too much fun.
You're just getting started.
You got that right.
Well, then you start. You better start doing 2 hours instead of one.
Okay.
You know we're going to let you, right?
Cool. I'm ready.
Cool.
All right.
Okay. Michelle, thanks so much. Dr. Michelle.
Nice to have my time slot here, and it's great to be with you.
Yes,
oh, thank you
for having Dr. Michelle.
You.
Thank you to be with us.
All right. Have a great day, Sam.
Okay, you take care, and we'll see you next
Friday at 11 a.m.
Okay, be there.